By Pettingill's Broom, by Mr. Cal Stewart, Columbia Record.
Well, when Cy Pettingill and Henry Hoskins got together, we used to all stop back and get ready to hear some of the tallest bargaining ever done in Pumpkin Center, because every he could see a bargain to a 6-inch plank on a dark night, that Cy could hear a dollar bill rattle in a bag of feathers a mile off. Well, one day we was all sucking around Ezra's grocery store when up drove Cy Pettingill with a load of brooms. Well, nobody said anything for quite a spell, and finally Ezra remarked, "Well, how's things over your way, Cy?" Cy says, "Oh, about same as usual. We've had considerable rain and right smart high water. Water got all over the pasture and cows waiting around in it, and we had to strain the milk 3 or 4 times to get the minis out of it." Ezra says, "Well, what'd you bring in, Cy?" Cy says, "I got some brooms I'd like to sell you, Ezra." Well, Ezra says, "I'll take them. It's coming along spring house cleaning. I guess I'll need some brooms." And he says, "Bring them right in." Cy says, "Well, Ezra, can't we differ on it a little bit? I don't want any store trade for these brooms. I want cash." Ezra says, "Well, now, I don't know about that. Always give you trade for your eggs, don't I?" He says, "Yes, I know you do, but you never seen a hen lay brooms, did you?" Well, Ezra says, "I'll tell you what I'll do, Cy. I'll give you half trade and sell her half cash. How'll that be?" Cy says, "I guess that'll be all right while I put the brooms." Ezra says, "Put them in the back end of the store, stack them up good. Got a lot of things coming in from New York and Boston." Well, Cy put the brooms in. He says, "That'll be, Ezra, 5 dozen on them." Ezra says, "Well, here's your money. Now, what do you want in trade?" And Cy looked around quite a spell. He says, "Well, I don't know, Ezra. I don't see anything particular our folks stand in need on just now. If it's all the same to you, I'll take brooms."